We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to Lee Sterling for taking time out of his day. And, of course, you can check out anything that you might have missed via our podcast. KFHradio.com. It's that simple. Each and every day, the show is available for your re-listening or listening to for the first time. We know we don't always fit into the right time frame for you.
That's
so
right.
We try to make it as easy as possible. It's just kind of how it works. And we're pleased that people take that opportunity and go ahead and utilize it. So
it's progress. It's technology. It's all the rage.
It is. Yeah. All yeah. I hear it is. Absolutely.
As much as we'd love for people to listen 9 to 11 wire to wire, it's not always possible. Mm-hmm. You're in and out of your
we
car.
We understand that people kind of have to have. We understand life gets in the way of things.
Yes, it does.
So even appointment radio. All right, let's get to our Cindy O Twitter question of the day. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how this came about, and I typed it out and sent it before I really knew what I was doing. But the Cindy O Twitter question at KFH Radio is where you retweet it. And again, you're free to jump into the thread, hijack it, and take it somewhere else, which a bunch of people did, which that's fine. On a rainy day that kept you inside in your youth, what indoor activity did you kick butt? Tic-tac-toe, Connect Four, Hangman, Twister. Now this could have been when you were at home. This could have been, I suppose, when you were at school, and you know you couldn't go outside for recess. Whatever, however you want to do it. John on Twitter apparently took this to mean when it was raining and he was home. He said Nerf hoops. Could 360 dunk the hell out of that rim on the closet door? I 100% forgot about that, and that is awesome.
That's a pretty solid right there.
Very good.
That's a pretty solid.
I couldn't tell you how many points I scored in Nerf hoops or free throws that I made in a row. Yeah, that's awesome. Anthony said NHL 94. So clearly, and that's Anthony Capra, contributor to the show. He clearly showing his age that he's just a kid. Wiffle ball, JP, show contributor, wiffle ball in the house. I was Dennis Oil Can Boyd with like 9 different pitches. Also true.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And now,
good to hear Dennis Oil Can Boyd's name. That's good.
And Daniel said, strange, I don't see driving my parents crazy as a choice. It's a time-honored tradition I've passed down to my kids.
Isn't that the truth? Turnabout's fair play. That's kind of how it all works out.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. No question. Reminder, too, if you've had problems either losing weight or quitting smoking, the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tour is back this Sunday at the Best Western Hotel on East 53rd Street North. Go to markpatrickseminars.com for more information. Over 500,000 people have stopped smoking or losing weight the easy way with his best-known hypnotist tour, Mark Patrick. So, again, you want to lose weight and stop smoking? Registration starts 30 minutes before each session. Weight loss seminar is 11. Stop smoking at 2. Again, that's this Sunday, East 53rd Street North in North Wichita. That's Mark Patrick Seminars. Keep listening. We got some Papa John's pizza to give away. 30 minutes from now, we'll make our State Farm picks. Do you want to look? I hate bringing this up, Bruce, but it just came down yesterday, I think. The Nashville Predators have a player in the NHL, have a player named Austin Watson. He's been suspended 27 games without pay for what the league has called unacceptable off-ice conduct. What it really is Watson pleaded no contest in July to a domestic assault charge. The NHL is the only one of the four major professional sports leagues without a specific domestic violence policy. This is, in essence, 33% of the games. The NHL, if you didn't know, play 82 games. They conducted their own investigation of Watson and held an in-person hearing with Gary Bettman, their commissioner. And he said, I quote, Gary Bettman, the commissioner, "I have determined that Nashville player Austin Watson engaged in a physical confrontation with his domestic partner. Today's ruling, while tailored to the specific facts of the case and the individuals involved, is necessary and consistent with the NHL's strongly held view that it cannot and will not tolerate this and similar types of conduct." Bravo. Gary Bettman. 27 games without pay. That's a good chunk. That's 33% of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Shane, if people can't realize just how fundamentally wrong and heinous this kind of stuff is, then at least hit them where it hurts the most.
Yep.
And excuse the pun.
Right.
Unintended. But that's what you got to do. So that we can get to the point, at least closer to the point, where there's no tolerance for this kind of stuff. I mean, yes, I applaud Gary Bettman, because I think that this is a punishment that has real teeth.
And I kind of like that they don't have necessarily a policy, quote unquote, in place. But Gary Bettman got the hammer. I'll listen to this and I'll decide. I mean, that's a tough decision for a commissioner, but to come down on him and nail him with 27 games, you're right. That kind of gets him where it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics have a similar problem, although it's a little different. Their guard, Jabari Bird, strangled a woman at least a dozen times over a four-hour period, prosecutors alleged at an arraignment on Thursday. This, you talk about heinous. If true.
Well, yeah.
The woman told police that Bird strangled her and threw up against a wall after they got in an argument at Bird's place. She said Bird would strangle her until she went limp, allowed her to catch her breath, and then begin choking her again. Now, Bird has pleaded not guilty, and he's being held on $50,000 bond. His next court date is in October. The Celtics drafted him in 2017. The Celtics, on their part, got it right out of the chute by their statement saying right off, quote, "Most importantly, our thoughts are with the victim of this incident. The Celtics organization deplores domestic violence of any kind, and we are deeply disturbed by the allegations against Jabari Bird," unquote. Now, if the Celtics waive him, they'd have to pay his guaranteed $1.3 million salary. By allowing the league to handle it, his contract could potentially be voided, depending on how the legal proceedings play out. Yeah, that was my first reaction. It's like, if true, the Celtics should absolutely cut him and eat whatever they have owed to him and not even think twice about it.
$1.3 million in NBA terms is a pittance. So,
and, you know, you hate to think about it this way, but if the league handles it and voids the contract, saving $1.35 million against the cap would really help them sign another player, obviously, to replace Bird on the roster, and because they're a team that apparently is near the luxury tax line anyway. So if true, I'm all for giving guys second chances, but if these allegations are true to Jabari Bird, good God, get away from him as quick as you possibly can.
It doesn't need to ever see the light of day again in the NBA.
Absolutely not. 869-1240 if you want a free, large, up to five toppings Papa John's pizza. 869-1240. Bruce and I will be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.